was quite conscious. It was conscious through the latter period of the Depression and later. In 1938, the National Association of Manufacturers Board of Directors concluded, I'm now quoting, concluded that the hazard facing industrialists is the newly realized political power of the masses. Unless their thinking is directed, they said, we are definitely headed for adversity. Notice, incidentally, that business groups, when they're talking to one another, quite often use vulgar Marxist rhetoric like this. That's not uncommon. And in fact, substantial efforts were taken by the highly class-conscious business groups to overcome the threat, namely the newly realized political power of the masses, which was, again, a crisis of democracy. Well, the point of these comments is that wars and other periods of turmoil, like depressions, they tend to involve people in social and political action. They tend to create a crisis of democracy, a threat of political organization and engagement on the part of the population, that is a threat that there might be moves towards meaningful democracy, and naturally, dominant elites have to rally to prevent this threat to privilege and power. So we get the Red Scare during and after World War I, the post-World War II repression and PR campaign, which was quite serious, and the right turn of the post-Vietnam decade, which we're now in the midst of. In all three cases, one major enemy was the domestic population, that is, the special interests, as they're called in contemporary newspeak. They have to be returned to apathy and passivity. In all three cases, the Bolshevik threat was used.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades,
Brad Savage.
Climb aboard our time machine for a speedy journey through over 100 years of music using the power of radio across vast distances. Let's listen to some old records together. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 111. On today's program, jazz great Horace Silver, one of the top artists of Blue Note Records in its early days, plus 1937 audio history on a great disaster in the American history books, which unfolded in real time. Plus, the UK group Radiohead delivers an essential album of the 1990s. We'll hear new music with an old school vibe in honky tonk circles from a new West Coast Americana artist. And a 50s song, essential in early rock and roll, covered just a few years later by the Beatles. This is Cruisin' the Decades. We begin now in the 1910s. Our first selection comes from Collins and Harlan, a very popular early ragtime and vaudeville singing duo, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, who started recording on records in 1903. They're one of the earliest of the so-called music industry. It's a goofy and fun number right here from 1918. Everybody's crazy about the doggone blues, but I'm happy. It's Collins and Harlan. I'm Cruisin' the Decades.
Blues ain't nothing but the easy-going heart disease.
Now, brother, stop your moaning.
Blues can't make you warmer if you're bound to freeze.
Oh, brother, stop your groaning.
Why don't you rise and shine? Take them blues right off your mind.
Cause the blues ain't nothing but the easy-going heart disease.
That's a
Blues. Everybody's crazy about the doggone blues, but I'm happy. Yes, happy. Everybody's crazy, but if I must choose, no doggone blues for mine.
You get the plenty to eat. Oh, boy, you never worry.
And shoes on the feet. Say, gal, I never hurry.
You're not afraid.
No, my rent is paid. And I can sleep at 94 in the shade. Everybody's singing a lot of that old tune, but I'm happy, yes, happy. Life's too doggone short to weep and mourn.
The ocean.
He's a man that should have sung the blues but failed
didn't never have the notion.
Old Jonah knew them whales. Says the blues, he ragged the scales.
Then the wheel got gay and let old Jonah slip
right out of jail. Don't lie, love. Everybody's crazy about the doggone blues, but I'm happy. Yes, happy. Everybody's crazy, but if I must choose, don't doggone news for mine.
You get the plenty to eat. Oh, boy, you never worry.
And shoes on my feet. Say, gal, I never hurry.
You're not afraid.
No, Marie is paid.
And I can sleep at 94 in the shade. Everybody's singing a lot of bad old news, but I'm happy, yes, happy. Life's too doggone short to weep and mourn.
Them whose sickness blues,
Lord, take them away. Everybody's crazy about the doggone news, but I'm happy.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Cruising the Decades with 100 years of vintage recordings, one song per decade. You just heard the Blue Ridge Duo, Turkey in the Straw, a 1925 recording. So at 100 years old, that recording being 100 years old, believe this, when that came out, the song, the old folk song, was almost 100 years old already. Because that song dates back to like 1830, and it's an old minstrel tune or an American folk tune. That's a square dance recording. And the Blue Ridge Duo is one of country music's earliest recording artists, led by the blind musician of the Smoky Mountains, George Renault, along with Gene Austin. That one came out on Edison Records, Thomas Edison's record label, in 1925. CruisingTheDecades.com for all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. It's a journey through music history and a journey through cultural history. Let's think about how radio is becoming the mass form of accepted media by the mid-1930s. Here's an audio history snippet of the Hindenburg disaster in 1937, unfolding in real time over a global radio broadcast.
The afternoon of May 6th, 1937.
Well, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. We're out now, outside of the hangar, and what a great sight it is. A thrilling one.
On hand to record the arrival of the Hindenburg at Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey that day was a young Chicago radio reporter named Herb Morrison. Instead, Morrison helped radio to broadcast one of modern history's great disasters as it suddenly unfolded in all its terrible glory.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it, just enough to keep it from...
It's burst into flames. Get it started. It's crashing terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers screaming around here. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Lakehurst, New Jersey. The German dirigible Hindenburg is on fire. How serious is the blaze cannot be determined at this time, but it is reported that the entire ship is involved. This bulletin is from the Press Radio Bureau.
A terrible disaster, but a miracle in the reporting. And listen to the way that the reporter spoke. Listen to just the way the broadcast was handled. Well, Cruising the Decades is all about the sounds of history coming to life. Let's do a little more of a cheerful topic as we move on to a song from that same time frame, 1937. I just picked this up on a fairly scratchy old 78 record, Vocalion Records, one of the greats of that era. This is a fun up-tempo number by Frank Novak and his Rootin' Tootin' Boys. Here's to good old whiskey. 1937 on Cruising the Decades.
Good old whiskey. Here's a toast to good old whiskey. drink it down. Here's the good old beer, drink it down. Here's the good old beer, for it makes you feel so queer. Drink it down, 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 down. So pass around the bucket and we'll all take a sip. Pass around the bucket and we'll all take a sip. Pass around the bucket and we'll all take a sip. And we'll all dip our beaks in the good old sun. Tip the bucket very gently. Tip the bucket very gently. Tip the bucket very gently. So that we all can have just one more sip.
The improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Of the great Louis Jordan is immense in R&B music and later rock and roll. That was a 1945 recording of Salt Pork, West Virginia, on Cruising the Decades 100 Years of Music. He was nicknamed the King of the Jukebox, and some folks called him the Father of Rhythm and Blues, and later, the Grandfather of Rock and Roll. I mean, he's recording jump blues, boogie woogie, rock and roll records as early as the mid-40s. And by the way, that song, there is no town of Salt Pork, West Virginia, but that song was inspired by a judge who gave him a speeding ticket in West Virginia in the 40s, and he promised to immortalize that judge in song. So that's Louis Jordan here on Cruisin' the Decades. We'll send that one out to our listeners on one of our newest stations, WTSQ, the Status Quo in Charleston, West Virginia. Cruisin' the Decades is also heard in Asheville, North Carolina on WPVM-LP and in the great city of St. Louis, Missouri on KCLC from Lindenwood University. We'll have some listener shout-outs and recognize some far-away listeners through shortwave radio coming up a little later on the show with Martine's shortwave shout-outs. For now, the 1950s, rock and roll is full steam ahead. This is a song that was covered by the Beatles on their Help album just 7 or 8 years later. But here's the original, a landmark early rock and roll tune. This is Larry Williams with Dizzy Miss Lizzy from 1958 on Cruisin' the Decades. Musical moment, a landmark cultural moment, Specialty Records, Larry Williams, Dizzy Miss Lizzy from 1958 on Cruisin' the Decades. He was from New Orleans. He was a lifelong friend of the great Little Richard. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, cruisinthedecades.com. Send us a reception report. Let us know where you're listening and which station you're tuned in on. Up next, we go into the jazz era. Blue Note Records was first established in 1939 and really began to switch its focus on modern jazz around 1947. Their roster into the 50s and 60s is just unbelievable. I mean, every name in jazz. Earl Garner, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, and the Horace Silver Quintet, one of their early stars, kind of famous for the hard bop style that he helped pioneer in the 1950s. Let's do a 1964 brilliant piece of music. Horace Silver, here's Song for My Father on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back. Netsunemiku, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
It is good night. It is good. machine, you hear me?
I'm not gonna be more. Kicking up the night, I'm gonna be.
でもそこらのやつとは手が違う。今現在過去の話止まえない。 You heard this, you and I can't get fake fake 叫べ負け目 It's purple I say K Designed this one they play 子供魂無効部かすげえ Unidentified 透明で流れる光のよう Coming your way 空かする数々と並ぶ超高層ビル過去無を通って Yo let me rock your cradle You never figure out this メイドのようなラップ木の色は蛍光 I've been waiting for so long We doing this, heat to ash, on Saki, the formulated touch with Maiden. So watch your station, ID, kick it, Saishin, combination.
With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my heart. Don't.
Thank you.